This is ArtCore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
My name is Greg O'Brien, and I was one of the curators on the exhibition, working very closely with Lawrence, but also with Justin Patton, who was at the Dunedin Public Art Gallery at the time.
And you're from the City Gallery in Wellington?
Yeah, it was basically our project, and we developed the initial stages of it with the Dunedin Art Gallery. And always, the intention always was that the exhibition would travel around the country, because it was a timely point in, I think, Lawrence's career to do a show, and there hadn't been one for 18 years, a major sort of survey retrospective. And so basically we took the cue and spent about probably 3-4 years developing it until now.
And from a curator's point of view and a logistical point of view, is it hard to collect as many images as there are collected in this exhibition?
Okay, well, I mean, to start with, there are 204 images in the exhibition, so it's a very big show. I mean, it certainly would be one of the biggest photographic shows ever devoted to a single New Zealand photographer. In terms of the works in the show, some of them came from private collections, but fortunately, Lawrence had an amazing archive of his own work, and also a number of the dealers around New Zealand had copies of the prints. So we didn't have to do too much getting works from private collections, which made it a lot more achievable. Otherwise, it might have taken another year or two to pull the whole thing together. In terms of selecting the work, I mean, I looked through a file and prints of, I think, approximately about 1,500 images by Lawrence, which I think are pretty much his oeuvre, if you like. There's about that many photographs that he thinks are his work, him working, you know, working well, the pictures he'd sign and put his name on an exhibit. Of course, beyond that, there are a lot more negatives, and there are more prints beyond that too. So that number, I think, has probably been made pretty obsolete already, because this exhibition did close off, you know, a year and a half ago now, and Lawrence has actually been very productive since this exhibition went up, which is sort of fantastic. I sort of wonder a little bit if it is a case of, you know, the exhibition giving him quite a boost of energy. You know, he sort of, I think these 204 photographs amount to an amazing sort of little landmark in New Zealand art, but it's also something that he can sort of leave behind and keep going in new directions. And I guess the other thing that's interesting about the way Lawrence works is he's often going back to the past, finding old negatives that he hasn't printed or that didn't seem to work for him at the time, and he reprints them, and they're amazing. Or otherwise, actually, he has said to me on a number of occasions he tried printing images from the early 90s, and on the paper that he was using at that time, they didn't work. But then, you know, 8 years later, if he came into a different kind of printing paper, suddenly the pictures came alive. So while he's sort of progressing forward, there's also this kind of curious thing in Lawrence's work, I think, where he's actually going back into his own archive of unprinted, you know, materials and actually revisiting things from time to time and finding images that are completely remarkable. I mean, there was a lovely show at the Paul McNamara's gallery in Whanganui a few months ago, which is almost a little bit of an annex to this show, where Lawrence just showed a number of images, a number of which I'd never seen when I was trawling through my 1,500 Abahards. He'd gone back and found these images that were remarkable, you know. So I guess in terms of what work he's done, it's a very considerable body of work and an amorphous one, because it keeps coming back. Things from the past keep catching up with him again. Mm.
As you know, a fairly significant exhibition, and Abhart being a fairly significant New Zealand artist, where do you think he does actually fit into the sort of, you know, pantheon of New Zealand artists in the 20th century?
Well, I think he's probably the quite remarkable thing in that. I mean, I think he is a photographer who's taken completely seriously in the mainstream of the fine art world. You know, so it's not like there are painters over here and photographers over here, including Lawrence. I do think photography still always has to fight a bit of a battle to be taken seriously, but I do think in terms of Lawrence's work, it has a kind of gravitas and a kind of a intensity over a long period of time that, you know, you can show it next to paintings by Colin McCann, and it seems that it has a similar kind of power. As you're probably aware, a few years ago there was an exhibition of McCann at the Stedelijk Museum in Amsterdam, and alongside it they put up an exhibition of about 40 of Lawrence's photographs. They're unapologetically photographs. I mean, they're extraordinary pieces of, you know, photographic crafting. But then just somehow there's something about the kind of intensity of the kind of formal intensity, but also the kind of psychology and the soulfulness. Maybe the soulfulness is the big thing in terms of New Zealand art that I think makes people take him seriously as a photo artist, you know, as an artist, you know, first and foremost. So I think he sort of fits alongside people like McCann, like Wollaston. I mean, Wollaston, he knew very well, you know, throughout his career, and he talks of Wollaston and Gordon Walters, the painters, you know, as being major influences on him. And I, I believe that in terms of the whole psychology and the rigor of art. You know, I think he would have learned that, you know, from the two of them. I guess in terms of how we place him in terms of New Zealand photography, that's probably a little bit subtler, I guess. I mean, he was very much influenced, I think, by some of the people in the late 1960s, people like Gary Bagent. Coming through, and actually, interestingly, I remember Lawrence telling me the first photograph he ever saw by a New Zealand artist that blew him away was a photograph, I think it was of a Maori church taken by Gordon Walters, the painter. But it was a photograph by that painter that suddenly made him interested in sort of photography and wanting to develop the kind of subject matter that he has. So what I'm saying is he's almost, in terms of his formation and his sort of impetus in his art, it has actually been has been drawn very much from painting and from that kind of art as well as from the photographic world. Perhaps in the 70s, I mean, he is around the same age as people like Robin Morrison, and I think perhaps he's a very useful artist to think of alongside Lawrence in that, you know, when Robin Morrison was doing the South Island from the road, you know, the classic book in the 1970s, Robin Morrison was doing colour photographs, you know, of architecture, often with people standing in front of it. Robin Morrison and Lawrence Eberhard did actually do a lot of trips together. They actually did drive around together. They were partners in crime almost. But on the one hand, I think, well, you had Robin Morrison, though, providing a very, you know, a colourful, high-key, you know, often very humorous, dramatic kind of account of New Zealanders and their landscape and New Zealanders' architecture as a kind of self-image of New Zealanders. You had Lawrence going around with his view camera, taking these slow, you know, soulful, brooding kind of compositions. So while the two were actually almost going down the same road in the same car, literally, you see Lawrence is actually going for something very different. And and that's basically, I think, what he's still going for now. It is to do with, you know, these are photographs, I think, of great formal kind of virtue. They're such beautiful compositions. They're so balanced as pieces of photographic exposure and printing. They're so worried over and done properly and done slowly and done rigorously. You know, they make it on that level. But also, I think, in terms of what he's letting in, it is about sort of the human psyche, the human soul, about human history, about cultural history, without in any way consciously going out and saying that's what he's doing. To me, the images have that kind of that oomph, that's what they deliver.
Is perhaps one of the reasons where Lawrence is taken seriously, but also, you know, quite revered, his images, especially his images of New Zealand, are quite subtle, understated, and that kind of identifies with at least what New Zealanders used to think we were, which was, you know, subtle. We didn't like to talk about ourselves too much. We were quite inward. And then we've got these quite, you know, stark images that... Is that, do you think that there's something in that, which is why we might identify it with that more than, say, a big flashy artist who might take photographs of, you know, buildings and cultural developments and things like that?
Oh, I think you're right. You know, I mean, I think there is a kind of a sort of humility almost, if you like, about the work, isn't there? But I mean, also the kinds of buildings that he does. I mean, things like the many photographs he's taken of Masonic lodges, for instance. I mean, they're very blunt, vernacular pieces of sort of slightly hokey building. You know, I guess they're based on principles imported from overseas, but mostly they're made out of weatherboard or almost stucco or whatever it is. But they are sort of those sort of structures, a bit like the New Zealand Batch. I mean, and there are a few photographs in the show of the New Zealand Batch, if you want another kind of classic New Zealand subject that as New Zealanders we sort of relate to in a love-hate way, mostly love, I think, but also a slight awareness that, you know, sometimes we don't build things very well, or we build them out of inappropriate materials and they weather, you know, very badly, very quickly, you know. So I think in the way he does sort of capture something of the kind of national character, the sort of slightly ramshackle thing. Maybe it's something that's not so apparent in New Zealand these days, because we're probably trying to be a little bit more international, but just that sort of down homeness, you know, and you do get that. I mean, a lot of it is down home. A lot of it's, you know, a lot of it's filmed in, you know, a lot of the film here is shot in Northland, you know, in the middle of the North Island, in the South Island. He travels by roads and back roads. It's not, there's no Auckland Harbour Bridge here. You know, there's no cathedral in Cathedral Square. You know, the locations he's going for are at one removed from the obvious or the self-important. And I think in doing that, what he's doing is, I suppose, reinforcing that idea of New Zealanders as being people that quietly go about their business, you know, that, and I suppose also as a culture, we're still, you know, we're still pretty much connected to the dairy farm and the small town.
Mm. Mm. And to connect in a different way, what's the connection between, you know, where does Lawrence's work fit in a broader scheme of 20th century photography? And you know, I was discussing maybe the Depression photographers from America and things like that. Where do his images... Because we hear a lot, I guess, about... it's kind of the New Zealand character, I guess, not to talk about things too much. Mm. But at the same time, when you hear things like, you know, Lawrence has put up beside a McCann in the Netherlands, you know, why is that being put up beside the McCann? And where does that mean that he's standing as an international artist rather than as a New Zealand artist?
I think perhaps the most interesting thing that's happened in recent years is Lawrence has started exhibiting in Australia quite a lot. And also, as you'll know from looking around the exhibition here, there are quite considerable amounts of work being produced in Australia. And also he has a dealer, Darren Knight, in Sydney, who's selling work. So I think in terms of Lawrence overseas, perhaps the first thing that's happened is that he actually is developing, a patronage, and he recently had an exhibition at Monash University, a small survey show. The book that we've published, of course, to go alongside this exhibition is selling through Amazon.com and the Book Depository in England very well, and at a very agreeable price if anyone's listening to this that lives somewhere they can't get a copy from a shop. The book's out and about. I mean, he has exhibited also in Macau. He had a big show there that must be about 4 or 5 years ago now. Unfortunately, there's a hardback catalogue too. So I guess there have been a few kind of beachheads in those places. There was the show at the Stedelijk, certainly. He's been in group shows in North America, in Asia. I mean, I guess the work is it's not flashy work. It's not work that's going to become sort of make him a superstar and, you know, overnight. But I think what's happening really is the work is so strong and it translates so well, I think, in an international context. Yes, because you can connect it up. I mean, very much in Europe, I think... Archer was the great French photographer that Lawrence learned a lot from, and I think any French person seeing the work here would probably, I think, be fascinated with it, because they'd sort of see sort of maybe a kind of almost a kind of ghost or an after image of those sort of Archer images of France, you know, at the end of the 19th century, of Parisian street scenes, but also see those things we were talking about before, that sort of vernacular New Zealand architecture. What the hell is this about? You know, there are insides of churches. On the one hand, they look almost European, but they look like they're made out of unusual wood. You know, there's a New Zealandness and a overseas sort of component that's sort of jostling and juggling, and I think that's the great character of the work, really. American audiences, yeah, I think certainly with people like Walker Evans, you'd look at Lawrence, you know, with a little bit of an after image, I guess, of those images, particularly, I think, Evans' images of... architecture during the Depression, often dilapidated architecture, which I suppose is telling a sad story. And that's another aspect, I guess, of Lawrence's work, that, you know, a lot of these photographs do tell a sad story. They tell about, you know, the passing of a way of life, of a Northland church that was made out of, you know, Totoro or whatever a century ago, and the church won't last forever. It's a wooden church in a windy landscape. It'll get blown over, you know. Lawrence, when he goes around the show, does talk about a number of the buildings. In fact, quite a lot of the buildings in these photographs that no longer exist. So the photographs are quite a sort of an important record of that. Bringing it up to the present, though, I think what's interesting about Lawrence is, I mean, here's someone that does work with, you know, an 8x10 Corona view camera. He's someone that has stuck with a technology which is of another era. But I think perhaps, and there are a number of people around the world that are still doing that. I mean, very good photographers. There are some people that almost have a bob each way. I think Sugimoto, the photographer who does a number of Horizon works, which have been likened to Lawrence's, but he uses some enlargements. So he allows some technology in, whereas Lawrence is pretty hardcore, and he does actually shoot these things on 8x10 negatives and makes contact prints of them, you know, so the print's exactly the same size as the negative. But I think another thing that I think is very remarkable about the show, and particularly about the present time, is that... I do think very honestly at the moment in New Zealand, Eberhard's work is hugely influential. And I can say that, I mean, a few years ago I wrote an introduction for a book on contemporary New Zealand photography that came out. And so I got to spend quite a lot of time with quite a lot of work by a number of the contemporary photographers, a lot of them working big scale with colour, people like Neil Partington, Fiona Partington, Wayne Barrar, But what struck me as quite extraordinary was these people seem to have learnt a lot from Eberhard to do with that, almost the soulfulness, the psychology of the images, the formalist composition. There were things about it that made me think, although Eberhard could be seen as being sort of an anachronism, a 19th century man washed up in the 21st century, at the same time, his procedures, or, you know, people are not trying to copy him precisely, although perhaps some people would dream of being able to do that, but they're actually using things and actually taking them somewhere else. They're a younger generation, so they'll photograph the interior of a Maori church, but they'll print it in colour 6 feet by 4 feet in size, you know, 2 metres by 1.5 metres, whatever. It seems to me that in terms of contemporary art, there is actually a surprising sort of flair in this work. Even someone like Ben Kalki, I think, has marvellous photographs which are present at the Christchurch Art Gallery as well. But I think almost the kind of courage to actually go back into that old technology would have come through looking at people like Lawrence Eberhard and just seeing the way they're prepared to stick with the view camera, even though it weighs 20 kilograms and is a hell of a thing to carry across a hillside to, you know, photograph a church or an interior with, you know. So I sort of think he's quite, you know, he's pretty influential and he's quite a live wire, you know. And you wouldn't think so when you look at 204 black and white photographs of almost uniform size. You might think this is of another era, but I think about it, look at what else is going on, and also look at the show itself, and you'll see that it's full of incredible freshness and energy.
Now that you've organised the show, curated the show a couple of years ago now, and it's been on tour and things, what else have you got? You moved on to something else? Have you got something else big in the works?
Actually, the project I've been working on now in recent months is a big exhibition by the Australian artist Fiona Hall, who started off as a photographer and then moved into sculpture. And that's currently at the City Gallery and is actually coming in to this Christchurch Art Gallery straight after Eberhard goes out. It's going into this exact same space. So, I mean, that was the next project I moved on to, which I guess was completely different. Although, interestingly, Fiona Hall did actually start off as a very good black and white photographer in the 1970s, the same time as Lawrence. So I hope they meet sometime because I think they'd have a lot to talk about.
Tune into ArtCore every Tuesday and Saturday morning on RDU 98.5 FM to find out what's happening in the Christchurch art scene.